Okay.
Oh,
Boy.
okay.
Okay. Hello,
General
Gia.
Hostel. Hello,
Gia.
Keesta.
Hi,
Hello.
Gia.
Let's talk about General Hospital.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Starting with today, I guess, and then maybe we'll work our
Okay.
way back. So we had some good conversation, I thought, between Nina and Ava. That was
That
kind of in
was
the middle of
nice.
the episode, but
I
yeah.
was, I've decided, you know how we can.
Oops, you just cut out, Gia. Where did you go?
Oh, am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, sorry. There's somebody who was calling me, but anyway, I decided that I really like that apartment.
Yeah, it is a nice kind of comfy apartment, isn't
It
it?
like the sort of pink and gray thing. It's sort of like girly, but a little bit funky,
A little sophisticated.
a little sophisticated, yeah. Anyway. And I was also very distracted by everyone's earrings today. I don't
I
know
was
why.
looking at Ava's earrings a lot.
Ava's
Yeah.
earrings were like matched her shirt. And
Yes,
generally,
they
I don't like
did.
matchy-matchy, but I was digging that sort of
Yeah,
color
I
thing.
was too, yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, they have a nice unexpected friendship, as they pointed out. It's weird that they're friends, but they truly are friends.
Yeah, I thought the writing was good today.
Yeah,
You
I
know.
liked Ava's talking about taking Windermere away from Lover Boy. I liked her calling him Lover Boy.
It seems like a weird thing to want to take from somebody. You know, that place just seems kind of awful.
Yeah, but it would hit him where it hurts a little bit,
Yeah, it would. It is
whether
sort of
she
a
really wanted it
family
or not.
compound. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just to do
Maybe
damage.
she'll wind up giving it to Spencer or something. I don't know how Spencer would feel about her
Yeah.
stealing Windermere.
It doesn't seem like that great a place, really. It could
No.
stand an overhaul by whoever did Nina's apartment. But yeah, they had a nice conversation, and it was fun when Sunny came in, and
Yeah,
it's
that was
weird in
good.
soap opera-y that everybody that comes into a room with each other, they've all slept together,
Yeah,
you
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
know.
Well, did you think there wasn't there something on that piece of paper that Nina should have noticed and didn't notice?
It's the letters, the lettering is very large. So
Yes.
I'm thinking she might need glasses because
She
we've
said it
all
was like a
seen, yeah.
blank form, right? Didn't she say it was
She
like
said
a
something about a blank form, but then I was like, oh, well, maybe there's more papers there. And I've seen the one paper that she should see. But yeah, but it said Willow Tate chemotherapy. It practically screamed it. Yeah. And
And
we assume that's what Sonny has in his hand at
we're
the very end
assuming,
there.
yeah, it better be, because I don't know what else could be in that pile that
I know, I'm
maybe.
tired of watching that box get shifted around and
I
stuff
know,
come
I
out, and then
know.
somebody will come in and be like, ah, damn it, look at the paper. But will that, even if she sees that, will what will that do to that storyline once she sees that? Because she doesn't know she's related. So.
Right. Yeah, but I guess she'll at least start to feel shitty for, or shittier, you know,
Yeah.
for all the stress she's put on
She's
Willow.
stressed. Yeah, she'll stick her beak in for sure.
Yeah. And maybe this will prompt people, even like Nina, especially, you know, with Sonny's being related to Michael, to maybe get tested to be a match, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. If they were, I mean, if somehow Nina needs to confront Carly with this information, if the information would just get to Carly, that's who would be able to solve this situation. But she doesn't know that about it. She doesn't know that she holds the key, you know.
Yeah,
I
right.
guess that's why it's a soap opera, because
I guess
we
so.
could have solved this whole thing long ago.
Yeah, but then also, like, another sort of soap opera-y thing is like Willow kind of being on the fence about delivering
Yes.
the baby first. You know,
Well,
it's like,
yeah. It's just like Willow's insistence that everything is kept secret.
For a while,
Yeah.
because he clearly, you know, he picks up on her being like, you know, unable to do anything. But, you know, yeah. That doesn't seem to bother her.
And he's seeming very unappealing right now.
He is. He's not like the first Wiley was very cute and didn't seem like he would be such a dink.
Yeah. Did you just call him a dick?
A dink.
Oh, man, I was like, I mean, I said something negative, but that's, you know, no, a bit beyond the pale calling a child a dick. Wow.
He's advanced. But yeah, well, I guess it was Friday that what's his name, Drew, was talking with Michael and Willow about the prospects, you know, after he'd been on the phone with all of his contacts, you know, out in the newspaper world, I guess.
Yeah.
And he at that point, they all thought that there was good news and that the, you know, finding Josiah wasn't as urgent anymore. But I guess it's going to be again, right?
I guess so. And I don't know. What does Josiah do for us? Like, why would
know.
He?
I forget what the original reason was for his name coming up. Do you remember?
Why is he named Josiah? He's not in the... He's in a different cult, like Harmony was
in
some other cult.
Yeah, he's in a different cult. This was before
Dawn of Day. Okay.
Yeah. And I only know that because today I did something that would be more like a Gia thing. I was looking online to see if I could find out what the name was of Willow's baby. Do you remember? Because I thought it was something like Josiah.
But okay, let me put my thinking cap on here. So Willow had a baby.
Yes.
Died. Willow's baby actually died.
Yeah.
Wait, Nell had a baby and Willow had a baby.
Yeah,
I'm all confused.
And Willow's baby is the one that Brad and Lucas adopted. And
oh,
then
right.
That baby
and then
died when Brad was, you know, and Brad was freaking out and swapped it.
And Nell gave them her baby.
Yes.
Noah?
Maybe it was something like that. Yeah, it had some sort of like a
some sort of biblical taint to it. Yeah.
yeah. But anyway, I guess that's neither here nor there. But for some reason, Josiah sounded kind of like the name.
Is Josiah? What's the significance of the name Josiah? Who is that?
I don't know. I would be the last person who would know the answer to that.
You don't have any kind of Sunday school background that could help us out here?
Not even a little bit. No. Mm. We tried Sunday school, but it didn't go very well.
It didn't take with your family?
No. I think it was
such a hassle. Did you all get kicked out? Did the Monroe family get kicked out of Sunday school?
Well, all I remember as an activity was like cutting stamps out of envelopes. I don't think we learned
that before.
I don't know.
What world did you do? Was it a stamp collecting class you accidentally wandered into?
I don't know. But that was about as close as I got to a religious education. I was going to say something before I forget. When Dante and Jordan were having... Was it those two?
They were speaking to Elizabeth. Well, they spoke to Esme. They interrogated Esme a little bit. And then they talked to Elizabeth.
Yeah. And I think this was just when they were talking between the two of them. And they talked about the exotic animal dealer.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to bring that up. Is that the dead guy that nobody cared about?
It must be. But did we ever hear? Did we miss
one line? I was like, what,
is
this news to me? Yeah, I know. I was like... That's a really sort of offhanded comment for us to put. Yeah. Did you and I both get up to go get a bag of chips at the wrong moment? Like, it seems unlikely.
I had the chips already and I was crunching,
you were
too,
crunching
loudly.
Too loud.
But, I was thinking that when Rory was sort of eavesdropping on that conversation,
and he took the file.
Maybe there was something in there about an exotic animal
and
dealer,
and we missed it. Like the print wasn't big enough this time.
right. That's
usually
the only time.
Usually they're so heavy-handed with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I think that's the only time that detail would have been brought up before.
But I
And
thought that too. I was like, mystery solved, kind of, I guess.
Kind of, but they didn't even really elaborate on that body. It, you know, it seems like it's just as much a part of the case as everything else. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. At one point, I think when they were speaking to Elizabeth, Jordan and Dante were standing there, and Dante had this look on his face. It looked like me when I get way too much something in my diet, and like he just looked like he was in pain for a little bit, like a bit of a gas, you know, bubble or something was happening.
Maybe he went to the Joey Tribbiani school of acting, soap opera acting.
But he had this look, and I was like, I felt like that the other night after I ate like an entire bag of chips and a beer or something. And and you have these moments where you're like, oh, you make some painful face, but I guess that's his interrogation face, maybe.
I guess so. But that apartment.
Which apartment are you talking about?
I'm guessing the apartment of the exotic animal dealer.
Okay. Yeah.
It all seems weird. It all seems very weird. Like...
A little loosey goosey here. With
They're asking plot. Quite a lot of us, and it really ultimately doesn't even matter, I guess.
And they always have asked a lot of us, really. I can't take the pressure. And then they killed Britt. They just killed her.
They just killed Britt. I know.
I watched a little Instagram roundup of Britt and Brad through the years, and I was tearing up a little bit. That was a. Like there are relationships on these shows that mean way more to me than the love interest relationship.
Yeah, and like the relationships that are supposed to be the most important
ones. Yeah, and theirs was a fun one.
And it was kind of. I mean, sometimes these soap opera relationships or characters, sometimes they're so much a type, you know. But those two and their friendship seemed like it was not like a typical soap opera kind of a.
Yeah. And I mean, he really was quite the pariah, you could say.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she was too, but she really like stood by a friend there when he was when he was nobody. He was like a leper in that town for a while, and she was like the only one.
He made a lot of bad decisions.
I don't know if you'd do that for me, would you?
If I swapped
a baby and did a, I mean, he did all kinds of bad, like lab results.
The lab was the last place that guy should have been working.
Yeah.
I didn't like him for a long time. I think his friendship with Britt sort of redeemed him for me.
I don't think I liked him initially either, but it mostly because he was like a painful character to watch because he was always so tormented and somebody was always blackmailing him, and he was always just about to completely have his head pop off. And it was
and you know who he reminds us of now is like Nicholas and Elizabeth.
Oh my God, those two. And there's another one. Like, I love their relationship. I love it.
Yeah.
It's toxic. It's so toxic. It
becomes so interesting.
It's really good. And I can't remember. She said something to him that I like just, I LOL. I should have written it down. But
well, she also like, this was at, I think this was Friday also, when she was trying to get him to just cool down, you know, and not like stare at Esme's room.
Yeah, not be, stuff. Yeah.
And after she like sort of like lectured him, she gave him this look with just her eyes. She just threw
like
this
dumbass.
Like, am I gonna have to kick your ass?
You know, like I can't believe I ever slept with you. You know, like because he seems so stupid and out of control now. And and she's probably regretting that people think she slept with him again. You know,
I know. Yeah, everything.
Yeah,
she
they're
gave
very
up
funny.
Now for what? Yeah,
they are hysterical, and they're both. I don't know if she's going to go up in flames with him.
Right.
But she's probably not sleeping well. I hope she doesn't get hooked on the drugs again.
That's true.
The sleepy time drugs.
Didn't she kind of like drag Finn into her little lie a little bit when she?
Was she about to spill the beans about?
I thought so. I thought she was.
Yeah.
That she wasn't ever pregnant, right? Yeah.
That's what
she would tell him.
You think so? Okay. I wasn't
I
sure if she
thought
was going
so.
to explain that they'd kept Esme hostage for a while. I
Oh,
didn't
I don't
know.
know. I don't know.
Oh,
Yeah.
no.
She might have to tell him now if she wants somebody else to help cover for her.
If she was going to tell him that she was never pregnant, why would she tell him that? And how would she explain why she said that she was?
Yeah, that's a good point. I
Just
don't
to
know.
say that,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just somehow my brain is like, oh God, it's too
It's
complicated.
too, I know, there's too many layers of
There's too
deception
much
here.
has happened. Too much time has gone by for you to figure this out
Yeah,
without some
that's true.
Prevagen on board or something.
Something, some expensive supplement.
Yeah, something or other.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, what else did you like? So we liked earrings. We liked Ava's
Yeah.
blouse.
And I often like the earrings that I see on the women. Like Carly's had some nice earrings that seemed like they suited her,
I
you
liked
know.
Willow's earrings. They were kind of like a plain silver artsy hoop on that pale, pale face. So pale.
And yeah, it's just like the way her she's squinting at her. She gives me a bit of a
Yeah.
headache now.
She could have gas as well. I don't know.
It's possible. Maybe there's a gas leak in Port
I don't
Charles.
know who's catering that set, you know. I mean, could just be
Too
a
much bean dip, you think?
maybe the mayo's been out too long or
Oh,
something.
possibly.
I don't know, stuff
Sure,
like that.
good point, Gia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will we, one thing also that happened on Friday was Joss found out about Britt. You know, Dex
Oh,
came over to
yeah.
the
Big
house.
load of guilt there. Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I kind of felt like she should have. I don't know if they'll continue with this, but I feel like she should feel really, really awful, like to the point where she's haunted
You
by
need to
this.
be feeling awful. Yeah, they shouldn't have
You
left.
know?
I mean, Dex should have left, but she should have
Yeah.
stayed. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah.
ultimately, they both should have stayed.
Right. Yeah. Because
But
there's so many
yeah.
things about that now that it's going to be so hard to fix, which is another
Yeah.
classic soap opera kind of a
Sure.
thing, you know. But
But
yeah, I would.
in real world terms, what is she supposed to be? 20? 19? 20?
1920, yeah.
Did you ever do anything stupid or questionable when you
In fact, I had been on a pier and I was attacked, yeah.
Yeah.
And then a chief of staff from a local hospital came to my rescue.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
chief of staff, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just kind of not really in her defense, but just saying there's an element of realism in a 19 or 20-year-old making a bad choice like that.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, all right, let's say so we'll give her that a lot of 19-year-olds would have done the same thing, but that doesn't mean she shouldn't be haunted
She
by
should be
this.
haunted,
You
like
know, like I would like it
ghosts.
to like
Yeah.
affect her in like a whole new way, kind of, you know.
Oh, maybe she'd, I don't know what would happen. She
Well,
would go into a depression or she would
she'd go
start
into a
vomiting
depression, she'd have trouble
or
sleeping, you know, and she would her,
nightmares.
you know, and she couldn't turn to like Cam, right? Because then she'd have to tell him. I mean, that's the thing. She can't really turn to most people
Unless she can
without
turn to
telling
Dex.
them.
She's
Yeah.
turned to Dex
No,
already.
she can, yeah,
Oh,
sure.
yeah.
You know what I mean? She
Right. Well, her mother. She's
her
her mother
mother,
is her
sure.
always in her corner.
And she'll probably have to tell Trina.
As senior Valkyrie. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm not defending the actions. And yeah, I she did seem to feel a great deal of remorse, but she might turn around and justify her actions the next day. You never know, people.
Right, yeah. And she also kind of moved on from that when she was talking to her mom, you know, about
Yeah,
she started
yeah.
talking about other stuff. And I don't know. I don't know. But like if she saw Liesl, you know, I mean,
Yeah.
Liesl doesn't know what happened really. So,
even if she had stayed,
right, she
it
couldn't
wouldn't
have
have changed
done
the
anything.
outcome because Britt didn't realize that she'd been injured, right? didn't realize it.
I guess that's true. Yeah, it was such a small scratch, really.
Like maybe the adrenaline of the whole thing, and you don't sometimes feel.
Yeah,
like I thought they were going to pull open her coat and she'd find that she'd been shot, you know.
That's what I thought too, but then I thought there's no way she would have made it this far if she'd been
shot. Right.
Yeah, but so yeah, we were both kind of sort of.
But yes, Joss should be feeling pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I do still the strength of Carly and Joss's relationship is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was some good writing in that scene too.
All right, what else did we like or dislike or?
Well, there was some good stuff with Spencer. I thought today, like the
Uncle Victor. We had Uncle Victor back. Yeah.
I wish he would understand how bad Victor is, but I guess that.
It's easy to get lulled by that old boy. Pip, pip.
I know. And just the feeling that somebody really wants you there, you know, whether he knows that he's up to no good or not, you know.
I like Uncle Victor's hair.
He's got pretty good hair, sure.
He's got lovely gray hair and sort of a nice wave to it.
Yeah. I do like the idea of Spencer hanging out with Sonny at the penthouse.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I don't know what that's going to look like, but yeah, that could be.
That should be fun. I'm wondering, back to Uncle Victor for a minute, I'm wondering if we're getting set up for a little Ava Uncle Victor action since you mentioned teaming up with him.
You mean like romantically?
Yeah, they'd be a bit of a power couple, you know?
Yeah, but she knows what a dick he is, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she's vulnerable right now and she really wants to hurt Nicholas, you know? She's made a lot of bad decisions, so
she has, but that would be like an epically bad
decision. He's very suave and deboner.
I feel like he's got some weird exotic STD. I don't think you know, like it comes from Greece. I don't know. I would steer clear of that guy if I were her.
I'm just putting it out there.
I know just that would make life unpleasant for a lot of people.
Yep.
I would rather see her with Spencer, to be honest.
I floated that idea before, and that would be such a cool thing to have happen.
Yeah, that would be very, very
wild. Everybody would have no idea how to deal with that.
Yeah, and I guess she wouldn't do that knowing that Trina has some feelings for Spencer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Right.
Let's hope not.
Right. Yeah, but I would love to see her and Spencer become more friends and maybe team up and, you know.
Yeah. Does Spencer have any feeling about Nina in any way? Like, if he's going to be at Sonny's, I can't even think of what interaction he's had with Nina.
Yeah, I think he's neutral.
Nina? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Nina was being pretty funny back to Friday when remembering that Liesl was going to smother Esme with the pillow. And
yeah, she's like, I'll just be a minute. And then she grabs the pillow.
There was some pretty good comic chops on both their parts.
Yeah.
Nina was just being very physical with like dragging her onto the elevator. And you can tell that Nina's done comedy and that was kind of fun. I bet Esme was having trouble not laughing during all of that.
Yeah, that was all pretty good. And Esme was pretty good at the acting from the sick bed.
Acting from the sick bed, yes.
You know, which as we know, I think comes with its own challenges.
It must, yeah.
it must.
She has such a Romeo and Juliet vibe to me. I know it's like the hair parted in the middle, but she could have been in that classic version of the movie.
That's true.
We're still being led to believe that the amnesia is for real.
Although now she's wrestling with the idea of being able to come up with an alibi. If she tells her where she was, that helps.
Right. But we haven't had any moments where we see her smirk or...
No, not really. Not really.
That's just a matter of narrator, though, of course. We might be being duped here.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I won't interrupt you now.
Yes, I will. Because no, I'm going to say something that starts with, I think you might be right.
Say it again.
I think you might be right, Gia.
I'm sorry.
No, but like your theory that you mentioned last week, that maybe it started out as Esme and then it shifted over to Heather. I think that's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that does for the story at all. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But
I think we're sort of being like
manipulated.
We're supposed to be picking like one person, you know.
Book. Yeah.
And it's obviously like Heather's at least been the hook, you know, recently. So
yes, recently. The delightful Heather.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what that does for us ultimately.
Yeah. I'm hoping that Esme actually has amnesia and can be reformed as a kind of a new character rather than washed up as just a bad person.
Like thrown in jail and then she'll come out every now and then when we need to be terrified.
Right, right. Yeah, I'd rather see her complicated. Like, I'd rather see her be changed by motherhood. Although we always rely on, you know, thinking motherhood is going to reform people for the better.
And I don't believe it does.
There was a show on Hulu called Fleischman is in Trouble.
Yeah, I watched the first few episodes of that. Did you watch that?
We did. We finished it up. Oddly enough, my cousin's son had a little couple lines on it. And I didn't know he was gonna, did I tell you about that?
No, so that's why you watched it.
I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, I know that handsome young fella. I'm like, oh my God, Trent, oh my God, look, oh my God, it's Andrew, oh my God. And so I totally missed his lines, and you know, and then I'm calling my cousin, I'm like, oh my God, your son is on this big show. But anyway, I was getting to motherhood, and the mother on that show has a very negative, very negative experience, birth experience, and then motherhood experience. And so that's just interesting to think about that, you know. Mm-hmm. And actually, they did touch on that. Remember Carly initially with Michael?
Yeah.
Way back
Jason
when
had to
I forgot
take care
about
of him
that.
For a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and she had the whole postpartum thing and So anyway, I'm just trying to bust my own little stereotype of like, oh, we'll see a softer Esme because she'll be a mother. And that's not necessarily true, and probably puts a lot of women in a bad space because they feel like they can't admit that they're having, you know, horrible feelings.
I would say that would be sort of the cliche that, you know, giving birth changes her, you know. Although I think it's more likely that it's not true, so maybe it's not a cliche.
Which is not true.
Not true. What I'm trying
you
to
lost
say.
Me
the thought that giving birth improves a woman as a person, as a human being, I think that's sort of like the go-to in shows, TV shows or whatever. But
where
I
we
want to
soften up a woman.
Yeah, but like you said, I mean, I think it's probably not true. It's not what happens. Probably more often than not. I wouldn't think motherhood. I mean, because if life is hard, or you know, having a baby is the last thing that's going to make it any better, you know. For someone who struggled.
I think women are not given enough credit for being, and I think this maybe is related to being mothers or being able to be mothers. Like, I think they're fierce and practical to the, you know, nth degree because they got to carry, like, they're carrying this weight, this. So I don't know if it necessarily makes them more lovey-dovey, but I think they're fierce. They're like, they'll do whatever it takes.
And so that's a distinction, really, like being fierce and being maternal.
Yeah, but maybe maternal can mean fierce too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like sort of mama lion.
Carly's definitely one of those fierce mothers, you know.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going with this, but
I don't either. But I guess we're wondering whether Esme can be changed by giving birth.
Yeah. I mean, she certainly already seemed softer, you know, when she's speaking to Ace, and we've seen her try to act like she doesn't care.
Off the parapet? I don't know.
That's right. You're still hung up on that.
I'm still hung up on that. It's not part of the regimen that doctors prescribe.
Maybe she was an expert diver at her European boarding school or something.
That.
So she knows how to slice in without, you know, I don't know.
No splash.
Yeah, yeah.
You might be right, Gia.
Anyway, she's gone from being a character that I cannot stand to see coming on a scene to one that I find quite interesting. So does that just mean I'm easily manipulated again?
Well... yes. Although one thing that she does is she makes, like, it's her effect on all the people around her also that keeps it interesting, you know? I mean, she's like,
yeah,
these people have fallen apart because of her presence in their world.
That's true. Yeah. She's, you know? Is that a lightning rod? Would you call her a lightning rod?
Maybe. Or a tornado.
A hurricane, a mover and a shaker.
Speaking of Nicholas, another scene that was kind of interesting was the one with him and Alexis.
Oh yeah. She really opened up a
she really did. Yeah,
and a whoop ass on him. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I still don't like her as much as I used to.
I don't either. I know.
She's,
I feel like they messed with her.
Important now or something.
They messed with her character a little bit too much.
Yeah, they did. They did. But it was interesting to see his, like, whatever his thought process is on, you know, choosing.
I'm wondering if they're just going to have him have such a negative reaction from every single encounter. Mm-hmm. With every person in town, that they'll send him off to lick his wounds, you know, and that'll be how he'll disappear. Like, yeah. I don't know. Cause
steal the baby and he'll disappear.
Oh yeah, that could be. But I mean, is anybody being nice to him right now? Like, no.
No, and he's kind of like opening himself up to all of this abuse, right? Like from Sonny and Alexis. It's like he knows it's going to come. So why not just bring it? Why not just get it over with? I guess, you know.
But the only one who's like in on everything with him is Elizabeth. And she's like, she's really like just disgusted with him right now.
Yeah. And herself. I mean, she should be just as disgusted with herself.
Yeah. Know? Yep. That's funny. Yeah. It's good. They did a good job. We complain about you a lot, hospital, but I'm giving you props right now because you've got a good, complicated storyline going. And
yep, lots to wrestle with. I kind of, when Sonny came and told Spencer about Britt, when Spencer was with Cam, what did you think about that scene?
Well, Spencer was dramatic. As expected. I guess I liked it all right. I don't know. I mean, I would have liked to have a little more flashbacks, although I know everybody would have been different actors, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I would have liked to have some flashbacks of Britt and Spencer and their relationship.
I'd like to have him wrestle with, you know, the highs and lows of their relationship too.
I don't know. Is that, what did you think of it?
Yeah. I kind of was hoping for a little more, and also from Sonny too. I don't know. It seemed like his words were a little like clipped or something. I don't know. Like sometimes Sonny's really good at like hitting a line, you know?
Yeah. and sometimes not.
Not quite. Yeah, close.
You know,
I mean,
and
you know.
Carly, I just remembered, like, Carly had a bit of a bond with Britt over Jason. You know, or like, well, they had a sort of a frenemy thing over Jason. But I just sort of, I just now remembered that, and it would be good to see her wrestle a little bit with Britt's death.
And her daughter, you know, like leaving her.
Yeah.
And she also, like, in somewhere in that conversation, it was very clear that Joss had completely lied to Carly, you know, and Carly forgave that, I guess, because, you know, once she learned Joss could have died, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other stuff wasn't as important, but.
I think we need to be asking, where is the security that Joss was supposed to have with her at all times? I mean, heads should be rolling. Whoever,
well, I know,
letting Joss out alone, you know.
Yeah. Do you think Carly's going to tell Sunny what happened?
I don't know. I mean, it's Sunny's security that's supposed to be with her.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I would think she'd bring it up just to, you know, for various reasons, but partly just because Sunny does care about Joss.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know when they'd be seeing each other again, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't either.
Well, anyway, it's been a good couple days.
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
I hate losing characters, but I like it when they bite the bullet and actually, like, kill people off and, you know, it feels like less cheap. Like, okay, that was a dangerous situation and they actually let somebody die, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And we've had that a couple times now with Rory and Britt.
Yeah.
And we know Nicholas is moving
Brando.
On.
Brando, that was
and Brando, right. Too. Yeah, that was a big one too. So kind of a lot recently.
Yeah, they really cleaned house with the Hook.
I hope they don't kill Nicholas's character off, though.
Well, and I didn't want to see Britt's character killed. I mean, I guess, like you said.
No, I didn't
had
either.
Had to kill somebody, I guess, if they're going to have, like, a serial killer in town.
Are you going to visit her on Station 19 or?
Maybe I'll give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to say before I forget is.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you. We've completely, like, lost track of Anna and Valentine again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like.
I know. Isn't that funny?
And
she
I kind of feel
time
like,
off.
I guess so. Yeah. I wish I could just explain it a little better, though, because it seems like there's a lot of shit going down in Port Charles that they would kind of want to be, you know, aware of.
Maybe they've finally just gone like, you know what? I'm the most crap spy ever. I can't help with anything. I'll just stay away till
on
they
a cruise.
Maybe they're on a river cruise. One of those river bridges.
Yeah. Yeah. But anywho.
Good point. I'd forgotten. It's like out of sight, out of mind. I am just like so malleable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putty in their hands, apparently.
Me too, Gia. We had a lot of Cassadines, you know, and Valentine was sort of conspicuous in his absence.
That's true, yeah. Conspicuous in his absence.
Yeah.
That'd be a good band name.
Yeah. And where the hell is Charlotte right now? Oh, she's supposed to be at Laura's. Oh.
Is she back? Wait. Yeah, they did bring her back and we've never seen her again. You're right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a big sort of gap in the story. Wow.
I don't know, especially when Valentine was like the one devoted father.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I take it back. I thought the writing was getting better, but you're right. They've really left some big holes here.
Well, I guess that's two types of writing, you know.
I think they've just got too many characters to kind of keep. It's too many balls in the air at once.
That's right. Yeah.
Keep all the storylines going, I guess.
Yeah. They can either do like good dialogue with the characters on the screen, or they can do the story plotting and stuff like that, but they can't do both.
Get it all together. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep watching either way.
Yeah, either way, sure.
Either way. Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, everybody keep watching out there, and we'll talk to you in a few days.
Yeah, we will. Thank you
Okay.
for listening, and thank you, Gia, for your time tonight.
Are you welcome? Thank you for your time as well. You do nice work. Keep it up.
Back at you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Okay,
Okay.
goodbye.
Bye.